Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, I hear you have some horrible news in regards to Resident Evil 4's remake.
Well, you know what? This could go either way, Scott Tilford, because apparently, according to VGC, Video Games Chronicle, the development of Resident Evil 4 Remake has been internally rebooted and is now set to release potentially around 2023 rather than the projected release date, which was 2022. And now, according to them and their sources, this is because the lead developer on the project initially was M2, which was the team behind the remake of Resident Evil 3, not the remake of Resident Evil 2, just to keep you fully caught up. Apparently, there was a project review of the entire thing last year, and Capcom essentially decided that it's not going the way they wanted, and they have replaced M2 with Capcom Division 1, who did make the Resident Evil 2 remake, has worked on most of the mainline Resident Evils, has worked on Devil May Cry, so essentially the quote-unquote main team.
The best
and
lads. Yeah.
It's for a bunch of different... It's so convoluted, this news, man. There's just so many layers to it, because the reason why they've been taken off is because M2 originally, apparently, wanted to stick close to the template of Resi 4, didn't want to change anything, just wanted to kind of make it one for one with upgraded visuals and remade assets and stuff like that. Apparently, Capcom internally wants this to be more inspired by Resident Evil 4 rather than just a direct one-to-one remake. They want to change some things up. They want to, you know, have the ability to tinker with features and story beats and stuff like that. The direct quote from VGC actually writes that Capcom prefers a direction which would see Resident Evil 4's remake inspired by the original, but with its own unique take on features, story elements, and environments, not necessarily confined to the blueprint of the original. So essentially, this more or less confirms that the remake we're going to get is going to be radically different from the game that we all know, which I'm conflicted on, but I will shut up for a second and let you talk.
No, the thing is, like, I wonder how much what they think are the things that RE4 brought to the table, that either they're going to steer full bore back into the action-focused stuff, because what RE4, you know, kicked off was the whole roundhouse kicks and suplexes and action-focused stuff that they then ran with so much in 5 and 6, which, as a human playing Resident Evil 6 in 2021, I will say that that stuff is super fun now that they've got the series back on track and they're doing 7 and 8, and RE2's remake was a brilliant mix of, you know, sort of over-shoulder combat, but it was nice and scary and it was more slow-paced. Having that an action-focused Resident Evil can be fun amongst that stuff. So maybe that's just a box they want to tick, because RE5 and 6 did sell incredibly well. It was just the fans were like, what the hell is this? But maybe there's a place for that stuff. Like, maybe that's something that Capcom are like, that's an entire wing or entire genre that we don't, that's a box that we don't tick anymore because we've got back into the horror stuff. And it's not like Umbrella Corps did very well for them. So I'm just like, I wonder if someone over there is like, there's a whole third-person shooter market that we're not even, that we, at one point we were totally getting in on, that we're not anymore.
Yeah. I feel like with the success of Resident Evil 2, and I mean, look, a lot of this was in response to apparently the failure, quote-unquote failure, of the Resident Evil 3 remake. While that still sold all right, it didn't do as well as the second game, and critical reception and fan reception was nowhere near as high.
So was
I feel like, I feel like looking at that, they're not going to want to veer away too much from what made Resi 4 so special, and that was the perfect blend, in my opinion, of third-person combat and survival horror, you know, conventions, because that game threads the needle so well between being scary and being all around just one of the tightest, most satisfying third-person shooters around. So I don't think we're going to see it kind of like diluted down to a, you know, Resi 5 or Resi 6 type of deal. But for me, when it comes to, you know, big changes from a remake like this, I'm actually open to them just because we've got so many versions of Resident Evil 4 right now. Like, we can play that thing on a toaster, you know what I mean? Like, that's been ported and ported and ported again. We've never had a proper remake, but I could boot up now my PlayStation 5 and play Resident Evil 4, and it will still hold up. Yeah, you know, from a resolution standpoint, from a texture fidelity standpoint, it's not going to look as good as Resident Evil 2, but it plays extremely well. Yeah, you know what I mean? It plays so well. It still is a great game. The fact that Capcom keep reselling it and people keep buying it is testament to how great it is. So while I would appreciate, you know, a proper remake that just touches on the visuals, it's almost like, what would be the point in that? You know what I mean? Because we can play a version of this game already, and I think there'll be more intrigue from a remixed version of it that does tinker with some story elements, does tinker with some core features, maybe expands on things that, you know, were only touched upon in the original, maybe makes that first area, you know, way more open or whatever. To me, there is some excitement to be gained from that, and that would pique my interest much more than just a really glorious reskin, even though that would be the obviously safer option.
I tell you what I wonder about as well, because Resident Evil 8, like obviously Village, that they're going into that whole, they're going way more down the, you know, this person's made of bugs and this person's a vampire and there's more stuff that they're doing that. For me, if you talk about, you know, what does RE4 exemplify, what did it bring to the table, to the Resident Evil lore, that, and we talked about this in the other video for RE8, but that was the first time that they went away from zombies and they had Las Plagas and the Los Illuminados and like all the, you know, the idea of this cult and they're sort of brainwashed and whatever, there's a whole thing. And I kind of wonder if like that's what Capcom's higher ups are looking at and going like, actually, this game kind of was one of the first times we took a major risk with what Resident Evil is. And now that we're doubling down on that stuff with RE8, then maybe they want to delay RE4. And if they're going to tweak story stuff, then put more things in there as to why these weird bug-like strains of the different viruses came about. Like, I know that is it in RE5 where they drill down like, oh, it's this specific plant is where things came from. Is that in 5?
Yeah, I think it's RE5 where you get like the full proper backstory of what exactly that biohazard is. But yeah, I do kind of agree, because, you know, when it comes to Resident Evil 4, you might be like, don't change anything, it's perfect as it is. But you look at Resident Evil 2 Remake, that changed absolutely loads about the original game, but it still managed to retain the core ethos of what made it, you know, great in the first place. And that was Capcom Division 1. And, you know, VGC points out that a lot of people who worked on Resident Evil 4, the original Resident Evil 4, are still at that team. So it's going to have, you know, their years of reflection coming into the project. And maybe they want to change things. Maybe they kind of have a new take on stuff they've already worked on. I don't think it's a terrible idea, but I do think it's a kind of a strange way they've gone about it, because M2 apparently was built with the intention of making Resident Evil 4 Remake. Apparently that was their main project, as VGC states, rather than Resident Evil 3. Apparently that was just kind of like a starter course for the proper thing that they were originally made for. So I don't know what's going to happen with that team. And it kind of sucks that they didn't get a chance to do it, but I don't know. So essentially, Scott, everything's all up in the air. We don't know what's going on with Resident Evil 4.
It's a nice weird air to be in. I mean, the one thing, if you were going to fix one thing from RE4, the one thing that everybody talks about was always the escort missions, because obviously you flash back to 2004 and escort missions were everywhere back then. And it's like, I wonder if they got them all together. I wonder if they flesh out like Ashley's AI to make it so that she can fight back a bit more, or maybe she's, I don't know, because like, it's not, I never found them to be terrible. I get why they're annoying, but it was just kind of escort mission 101. I did like that they always had that feature where she ducks if you try and aim past her. I was like, oh, do more more stuff like that. Make it so she gets out the way and she's not just screaming after you like left, right, and center. So is that one of the things that you would fix? Like, that's one of the only things I would smooth over, is like all of the escort stuff. Maybe minimize the amount of time you have to spend doing that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there are things in Resi 4, even though it's one of my favorite games like of all time, that have not aged particularly well. The Ashley thing is obviously, you know, the biggest criticism everyone has about the game. And I do think you can make those sections really engaging and really interesting in the evolution that we've had in, you know, companion AI since then. You know, we've had games like The Last of Us, Bioshock Infinite, whatever. And even they were like 7 years ago at this point. So you can do those Ashley sections really well if you overhaul them. Then you've got things like the quick time events, which aren't actually too bad in Resi 4, but they are everywhere, and I wonder whether or not a modern audience would maybe think that they were a bit crap and derivative now, even though that was the game that helped, you know, popularize them in the mainstream, more or less. Mm-hmm. So maybe you won't have smashing Square to run away from a boulder anymore.
That was the thing, like, even Miles Morales ditched them from Spider-Man, or at least as much as the original one did. Like, when I went back to Spidey Remastered, I was like, oh god, remember all this? L1R1 to sort of web up that bridge and things like that. Like, yeah, I wonder if we'll get to a point where QuickTime events are nostalgic, but at the minute they just kind of feel a bit rote and outdated. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of remaking Resident Evil 4. What would you trim off, and what do you think Capcom are going to pick and run with, considering what they think it brought to the franchise? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.